Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. This is Pastor Janet Marie Sears of Burning Bush Writers Academy. I'm back this week with another topic to talk on. I'm going to be discussing this time writing style. We probably all read books, but maybe you don't realize that you're reading a certain type of book, a certain style of writing. So today we're going to discuss the four styles of writing, which are descriptive, narrative, persuasive, and expository. Now, there are probably famous writers that you read that you really like the way they tell their stories and everything, the way they describe things. Okay, that would basically be descriptive, which immerses the readers into the story of the character's lives by in pictures, setting, environment, and or events. Now, most books that you read, you know, they describe, you know, like the city they're living in, maybe the environment, how it looks around them, or maybe certain events that have happened in certain areas of the country. And so you get a descriptive view of where the story is taking place, and that's very important. So that's descriptive. Then there's a narrative. Now, there's many ways to tell narrative. Some people just like to read a book where the one person be one person, and the person will narrate the whole story and tell it, you know. That's narrative. But a narrative story, it has a beginning, it has a middle, and it has an end. Now, I myself, I've read stories that have been narrative, just one person telling the story. That's good too. So now think about that one. It's descriptive and narrative. The next one is persuasive. Now, politicians use this a lot. Remember, as a writer, you can write in many different fields. Politicians often hire writers to write their speeches. And what does that word say to you about persuasive? It's telling you that they want you to do something. So persuasive is type of writing that wants to convince or influence the reader to do what they want them to do. And that's why so many politicians, they don't write their own speeches. They have writers that write the speeches for them, and they're called persuasive speeches. They want to convince you to vote for them or to believe in what they're asking you to believe in. So they're trying to influence you. So if you read things like that, when somebody's trying to influence you, even in books, some people write to influence you to like a certain, you know, well, let's say, okay, Democratic Party, Republican Party, or to be, you know, just a conservative. So they're going to write something that's going to convince you why you should be this way. So that's persuasive. Many people do that. And sometimes, you know, even in people talking to you, they can use persuasive language to pull you over to their side. So persuasive is one type of writing. Well, that's really the third type. The fourth type is expository. Now, this type of writing is to inform, explain, or describe something, such as the what, the who, and the how, based on facts, not on the person's personal experience. You know, you don't want their personal experience. They want to just tell you the facts, like they say, you know, in Dragnet, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. That's what they want. They're not supposed to put their personal opinion in there. They're just telling you, exactly what is going on. They're telling you the who, the what, and how this is happening based on facts, not personal opinion. So that's what expository is, based on facts. They want you to weigh the facts, and then you make up your own mind. So those are the four types of persuasive, of types of styles of writing. Now, I'm sure you can think of many writers that you like, and after hearing this, you can probably decipher what type of style of writing they write in. Now, I basically like the descriptive, and most writers, when we write descriptive. We write stories, we're describing, you know, setting, like I said, you know, the environment, events that are happening. So most novels and stuff are written in a descriptive form, but not everybody wants to write like that. Some people just like to, a short story, somebody just telling you the whole story through their eyes. If you're seeing it through their eyes, you're not hearing different characters. You're just, memoirs are like that. They're explaining the things that have happened in their life. It's a memoir. All the things that they remember, and they're telling you from their point of view. So that's another, you know, I'm sure you've read books like that. And I know you've, you know, you've read Persuasive, where trying to influence the reader to do something. Like I said, most of the politicians use persuasive writers because they want to make you to do what they want you to do. Vote for them, you know, and they're going to do all they can to convince you to do that. But unfortunately, they don't use expository. It's not, you know, a lot of it's not based on facts. They make a lot of promises that they don't keep. So you have to be very careful with that, you know, and realize when you hear something like that, that that is a persuasive way of writing. They're trying to convince you. So they're descriptive, narrative, persuasive, and expository. Those are all the four styles of writing. But most writers write in the descriptive form. When you're writing stories, you're describing events, places, time, you know, things like that. You don't go too much into the narrative, but like I said, memoirs and stuff, that is narrative. A person is telling a story about what has happened in their life. It's a memoir. And then that persuasive, that's the one where they're trying to convince you to do something. And if you like to write in the persuasive, you like to convince people to come around your way of thinking. And a lot of people do that. They want the person to come around to their way of thinking, and so they write books and stuff, you know, that they think will lead that person over to their side or push them away from another side. So these are types of writing, but that expository, like I said, that's the one that the politicians like to use a lot because, they want to tell you things that are not true. And expository writing, you have to weigh the facts. And the writer that's writing that is not supposed to give you his opinion at all. I mean, you decide by listening to what they have written if this is true or if this is not true. Expository, you make up your mind, you know, by what they say, you know, and who they're talking about and how this is supposed to be based on all facts. But like I said, politicians don't use expository writing too much because they don't tell the truth. To be honest, you know, they sway the truth, you know, but they want to, you know, it's persuasive. It's persuasive, and that's what they want to sway you over to their side. But expository, if you're going to be expository, like newspapers, columnists, and stuff like that, they're supposed to just based on the facts. They're supposed to list the pros and the cons, but not give their opinion. So that's expository writing. So think about all these. Those are the basic writing styles, but also, like I said, usually writes in a descriptive form. Novels are descriptive, describing the characters, the place, the events, the setting, the background, that's basically what writers write in. So that's the one, you know, that probably would interest you the most. But there are four different styles, and it's good to know. It's good to know when you're reading a book what somebody's talking about, what they're trying to do. Are they trying to persuade you or just tell you a story or trying to be descriptive so you can then visualize it in your mind, the pictures? Or are they writing in expository form that's based nothing but on fact, not their opinion? They're not giving you their opinion about the person, you know, or the organization or what's happening. They're just telling you what's happened, the how, the why, and the who, and then you make up your mind. That's expository. So the four styles, descriptive, narrative, persuasive, and expository. And if anybody has a question about those, I can take a guest call in. It's area code 515-605-9881. It's good to know what kind of writing people, you know, delve into. Because like I said, a writer doesn't have to just write novels. They can write for newspapers. You know, they can write for politicians. You know, they can write for companies. They can write for marketing. Marketing is very persuasive. Now, that's a persuasive avenue. They're trying to convince you to buy their product. Persuasive. They're trying to pull you to say, our product is the best. So you want to come over here and leave that person. They're trying to persuade you to do something. We see a lot of that in the world today. Persuasive writing is very, it's on TV, ads. They're trying to persuade, you know, a person had to write those ads for TV, and they're trying to persuade you. And so marketing is, a lot of writers go into marketing because it's very profitable, and it can generate a lot of money because they know that they're trying to get somebody to buy their product. And so they're going to write the best they can, be persuasive. So that's what I wanted to talk about today, the four styles of writing, descriptive, narrative, persuasive, and expository. So as a writer, you should know this. You should know the different styles. So when you pick up a book, after you read it, you can think to yourself, now, what was this book trying to tell me? Was it trying to describe something to me or narrate something to me or persuade me to do something, or was it just trying to explain and give me the facts? It's good to know that. So that's what I want to talk about today. Writing is such a wide field. You can write in so many different areas. You don't have to just write novels. You know, you don't have to just do that. You can, like I said, you can write in marketing, business places, you know, and you can write for politicians. You can write for newspapers. There's so many avenues that a writer can go into, but it's good to know what all of these mean, the styles, and what they're trying to do or tell the reader. So that's very important. So next week, I'll come back with another. I might have a guest. I'm not sure. I'm going to check and see. I might have a guest, and I'm thinking about talking about young adult books. You know, the young people, they are really into reading, especially the young adult books, the people that are in, you know, high school, you know, college, you know, and they're getting ready to start their life, and they don't know exactly what they want to do. So they're, you know, they're not grown, but they're not children. So, you know, they're young adults. They're growing, they're learning, and they're trying to make a place in this world for themselves. So I might have someone talk about, she writes young adult books, if I can get her to come on. I'll have another exciting subject to come on next week. But think about the styles of writing. As an author or a writer, you need to know those styles. You need to be able to sit down and say, what are you trying to tell your readers through your book? Are you trying to describe something through a storytelling method? Or are you narrating something like a memoir about your life? Or are you trying to persuade them to do something? Or are you just writing expository, just explaining the facts, just putting down the good, the bad, and the ugly, and then letting the people decide, but not giving your own opinion, not giving your own opinion. So you should know those styles of writing. So that's very important. Writing is a beautiful field. Like I said, I love to write. There's so many opportunities out there. And don't think as a writer, you know, we look at these famous writers and we think we can never be like them, and we're not supposed to. Every writer has his own distinct voice. You have your voice. You know exactly how to talk when you write. And other writers that are well-known, John Grisham has his voice. People that read his books, you can, you know, they know what type of voice he has. They know what type of stories he writes. Danielle Steele, she has her own voice. So every writer has their own voice, and that's the way it should be. You don't want to be a duplicate. You want to be an original. So you want to say and do things. Nobody can say it like you. Always remember that. That's what my teacher told me. Nobody can say it like you because nobody sees it like you. Nobody has your voice, uses the words that you use. So remember that. You are unique. Each writer is a unique human being. Now, you may look at other writers and pick from what they, you know, do, which will help you, but never duplicate. Always be yourself. So that's what I wanted to say, and I'm going to draw this program to a close. But next week, I'm going to try to have a young adult author on if she can be here. If not, we'll still talk about young adult writing, I think, because that's very important. With this young world that we have today coming up, they need stories, you know, that will enrich them and push them on in life, you know. So I'm going to see about that. So I just want to say God bless you. Study these writing, and you can always go to my school, which is burningbushwritingacademy.com, burningbushwritersacademy.com. And I'll see you next week with another story, and God bless you all. Bye-bye now, Pastor Janet, signing off.